This is Citizens Council Forum, America's number one public affairs program, where prominent Americans report to the nation on important issues. This week, the series of discussions is presented coast to coast by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation, with the cooperation of public-spirited broadcasters who share our belief that Americans must be informed to remain free. Now, from Washington, here is the producer of Citizens Council Forum, Dick Morphew.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Citizens Council Forum. It's a real pleasure to have back on today's program Senator Strom Thurmond, Republican from South Carolina. Senator Thurmond, it's always a pleasure to talk with you.
Well, Dick, it's always a pleasure to be on your program. You have good and interesting programs.
Senator Thurmond, in recent weeks, you have made several statements on the Senate floor concerning the riots which broke out in Los Angeles. I'm wondering if we could discuss that today, beginning with your idea as to the cause or causes of the Los Angeles riot.
Well, Dick, I think it goes back primarily to the causes of this civil disobedience throughout the nation and the causes of crime throughout the nation. There's nothing but crime. And I would attribute it to three things. First, the attitude of the administration. The President of the United States, by his actions, has led criminals to believe that they can commit crime and get away with it. They have been pampered and petted. They have been made to feel that they are oppressed and that they're not treated properly. And all of this brings resentment on their part. And then if they feel they can commit crime and go unpunished, that is one of the chief causes. Another chief cause, I think, is the respectability that seems to be given to crime by the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court has turned loose guilty people on technicalities, even though they have voluntarily confessed that they were guilty. To my way of thinking, this is reprehensible. No technicality should allow a guilty man to go unpunished. But they have allowed guilty people, criminals and communists, to go unpunished. The third reason, Dick, is there's no question in my mind that these demonstrations throughout the country have been penetrated by the communists. They are at the bottom of the demonstrations to begin with. In many cases, they have inspired the demonstrations. In other cases, they have provided leadership for the demonstrations. And in all cases, they have penetrated these demonstrations. And again, I think steps could be taken, of course, that are not being taken along that line.
Senator Thurmond, referring specifically to the Los Angeles riot, which caused quite a number of deaths, many, many injuries, and countless millions of dollars in property destruction from fire and looting. Do you believe that this was a spontaneous riot that just happened, or was it something that was pretty carefully organized?
I do not think it was spontaneous. I think it had been organized for quite some weeks before, or maybe several months. I say that for this reason. I was told on reliable authority that a man was there with an armband on, going around telling people what to do. I was told that they had been making these Molotov cocktails for weeks and weeks before this riot. And as you know, they used hundreds and hundreds of these Molotov cocktails to set fire to people's businesses and to buildings. And I was told that they had snipers there who were expert riflemen, who had been trained as experts to use the rifle, and that these men were placed in strategic places where they could knock out firemen or policemen or others who interfered with their rioting and disorder and civil disobedience. Now, I was told that for several weeks that this group had been collecting weapons, guns and rifles. All of this impresses me with the unquestionable conclusion that this was not a spontaneous affair. It was well-planned and well-organized. Now, I do think maybe they were just waiting for some little incident to set it off, because as the Chief Park of the police force stated, some incident set it off. But if it had not been that incident, it would have been some other incident.
Senator Thurmond, many of those who have attempted to explain away or in effect to apologize for the rioters have tried to place a large portion of the blame on the Los Angeles Police Department in general and on Chief William H. Parker in particular. Do you believe that this is a fair assessment? Should the police in Los Angeles be blamed in whole or in part for what happened out there?
Well, I've read statements by various Negro leaders and by others on this subject. I do not believe one word of it. Chief Parker has a reputation for being one of the ablest and most dedicated police officers in the United States. His police force has a reputation of being one of the most efficient and well-trained police forces in the United States. If this had not been the case, the matter would have gone, of course, much further than it did. And even then, they had to call in the National Guard. To my way of thinking, it is simply trying to blame the law officers for something they brought on themselves. It's the old theory then of blaming society. In other words, it's the rights of the criminals that they're willing to place above the rights of society, which of course should not be done.
It seems like every time a situation like this occurs, whether it's in Los Angeles or in Chicago or in Springfield, Massachusetts or anywhere else in the country, the cry of police brutality is raised. What do you think about this charge of police brutality being widespread throughout our nation?
Well, that's a common charge being made now by these Negro leaders and the leaders of the demonstrations and the long-haired whites who are with them, and I don't think there's any merit in this charge. I know some figures that have been brought out by the FBI and the Department of Justice show that from mid-1964 to mid-1965, there were 1,700 complaints of police brutality brought. And of these 1,700 complaints, only 47 were even considered sufficient to be presented to a grand jury. And of those actually tried, only 5 were convicted. In other words, only 5 people out of 1,700 complaints were convicted, showing that there's a very small percent of merit in these complaints that are being made.
A recent study made by U.S. News and World Report magazine shows that the procedure for filing complaints varies from city to city, and it pointed out that in Washington, D.C., right here in our capital city, there are relatively few complaints filed because they must be sworn to. You have to swear to a complaint to file it here, charging police brutality. And many of these 1,700 complaints to which this report from the Justice Department refers were unsworn complaints.
Well, that's right. Where they have to swear to them, it puts it in a different category because then they might be subject to perjury. Now, there's no question about that. The people who really suffered have not been the demonstrators, it's been the policemen. Why, did you know that last year 57 policemen in this country were murdered? And Dick, did you know that within the past 4 years, from 1960 to 64, 197 policemen were murdered? And this is double the rate that afore. In other words, since this civil disobedience theory came into being, since these demonstrations have become prominent and commonplace now, so to speak, the rate of police murders has doubled. And I might say also that last year, 1 year, in addition to the murder of 57 policemen, 18,000 policemen were assaulted. And when I tell you that that's one out of every 10 policemen in this nation, it's an astounding and an amazing figure, and I'm surprised that the American people will even permit this to happen.
In other words, according to the FBI, last year alone, during the year 1964, one out of every 10 policemen was the victim of an assault.
That's correct.
What is leading to this apparent breakdown of respect for law enforcement officials?
Well, I think they wish to make it appear to those who are considering joining a police department that they'd better not do it. And they wish to make it appear to the policemen in a place that they'd better not interfere. Now, here in Washington, last year, why, they were having a riot and the policemen went out there, and later they didn't arrest them, but they dispersed them. And one of the policemen said if they had attempted to arrest the rioters, that there would have been a lot of trouble and maybe tremendous bloodshed, so they just dispersed them. Well, now, of course, it's bad to let people get away with it that way, to just disperse them when they were violating the law, when they were pillaging and plundering and looting and robbing and stealing. They should be punished. They should be put in the penitentiary. But when policemen are led to believe it's dangerous to do it, and it is dangerous to do it, you can see the position in which they find themselves, because they are generally in a minority. You may have two or three or half a dozen policemen going out there trying to break up a riot of several hundred people, or maybe 1,000, sometimes more than that. And so it puts a terrific burden on a city to have to increase its police force and to have policemen ready at all times. Now, another thing, too, during this day of consensus, the president now is going on a theory of consensus, not too far to the right, not too far to the left, not too far good and not too far bad. In other words, nothing's bad now, nothing's good. They're going to have a consensus. You can do most anything, get away with it. Just a general consensus and nobody will be punished. Well, now, I think there's a lot of that spirit prevailing now among some of the population who are inclined to be rioters and demonstrators.
Have you seen any evidence that since the Los Angeles riots, the thinking on this subject has undergone some change in Washington?
I think so. I think since the Los Angeles riots, where no one has charges in a discrimination in the state of California, because they have all kind of laws out there in addition to the federal laws pertaining to this subject, and there's never been any history of any discrimination even charged, so far as I know, in that state, I think the people now are beginning to have their eyes open. I think they are beginning to see that some of these charges that some of us have been making here for a long time now have a lot of merit in them. And those same people heretofore wouldn't believe it if it happened in the South. But this happened in a far western state, the big state of California. And so it's caused them to think. And it had better cause them to think, too, Dick.
Senator Thurmond, our time has gone by very quickly. Thank you very much for being with us today.
It's a pleasure to be with you, and good luck to you.
Thank you. Our guest on today's edition of Citizens Council Forum has been Senator Strom Thurmond, Republican from South Carolina. Join us again next week at the same time when we'll be back with another program in your Citizens Council Forum series. Till then, Dick Morphew speaking coast to coast, saying thanks a lot for being with us. So long, everybody.
Citizens Council Forum is dedicated to the preservation of our American tradition of freedom. If you agree that individual liberty and constitutional government must be preserved, if you want to do something positive and worthwhile to help protect our freedom, then we want to hear from you. Just write to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. We'll be happy to send you, without obligation, literature showing how you can help. Address your card or letter to Citizens Council, Jackson, Mississippi. America's number one public affairs series is presented coast to coast each week by Citizens Council Forum, a nonprofit educational corporation. Join us next week for another informative discussion and remind your friends to tune in. It's time to take a stand. By working together, we can and will safeguard our freedom.